What's up, Bulldog fans? Cole Kahn, your athletic director at Ellensburg High School, here with my good friend Jonathan Gordon for week 6.
Week 6, here we are.
Of the Bulldog update. Can you believe it?
I cannot, yeah. I was just thinking about it with my kids, you know. I'm like, well, how many weeks have they been in school? 5.5 weeks. So, yeah, week 6 of this update, and it's amazing. Crazy. Hard to believe we're already mid-October.
Senior nights this week.
We do. We've got,
soccer,
soccer for sure.
Football, cheer.
Yes, true.
We're also going to recognize band on Friday night.
Okay.
Wednesday, we're going to recognize our senior swimmers.
Yep. Volleyball's got another week or two, I think. The 30th, I think. Yeah, the very last regular season match. So
what that means, though, is we're winding down, and the fall season is soon to transition to postseason, and then before you know it, we'll be playing basketball and wrestling.
Absolutely. It's right around the corner. Hard to believe.
Well, let's recap last week, JG. Let's start with the football team. Suffered a tough loss at Othello on Friday night.
Yeah, I didn't happen to see it. I know you were there. But it looks like we kept them close, and that seems to be, you know, the theme is if we're not winning the games, we're at least keeping them close against these teams that we, you know, perennially, you know, are in kind of a rivalry situation with, Othello being one of those, and you know, they're contending for, you know, for a state berth, and you know, we're still in the thick of it possibly as well. But yeah, real close game. They'd come off a 45-43 win at Prosser the week before. And only down 10-7 at half. We tied it up before we got to the fourth quarter. But then, you know, ultimately the Huskies got a touchdown about 2 minutes to go and won the game. So that's, you know, kind of puts us in a little bit of a tougher spot if we're going to get into the playoffs this year, into the postseason. You know, we're in a three-way tie for third place right now, and only two teams represent the CWAC.
You know, and you hit it right on the head. Othello's a perennial contender every year. They're in the mix somehow, some way. Coach Hoyle's always got a bunch of big kids that play football for him. But ultimately, we went right into Othello last week, and you know, the defense played a phenomenal game.
Yep.
We had a couple of mistakes, and you know, when you make mistakes against a team like Othello, they capitalize on it, and they sure as heck did that on Friday.
Absolutely. And if you don't have that cushion as far as the scoring margin is concerned, being ahead, you know, in those close games, you know, we saw it even in the Prosser game, you know, real close game down to the end, and then they kind of got that last score. You know, we turned the tides, you know, against Wenatchee in winning the game, you know, late. But again, you're right, you know, they have the personnel, and they were able to wear us down and get that touchdown in the closing minutes to get the win.
And, you know, ultimately we knocked on the door offensively several times and had chances, and we just couldn't capitalize in the red zone. I mean, Easton Armstrong got another field goal, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. But, you know, offensively we've got to score touchdowns when we're close to the end zone, and we just did not do that on Friday.
Yeah, and that's the thing that's been a little bit of a – not a bugaboo for us, but, you know, certainly putting points on the board, you know, this year. You know, certainly we did that against Sela and Grandview. You know, as far as we scored, you know, 79 points in those two games, while posting shutouts, but in the other games against the higher end competition that we've been facing, putting points on the board has been a little bit of a challenge, and so you know, certainly we are missing some pieces that have been key components for us, you know, when we do score, and so, you know, we've been having to rely on our defense to keep us in games, and they've done that. They certainly have done that, you know, week in and week out. Just unfortunately, we didn't get enough points to beat Othello this last week.
And, you know, like you said, our defense scored the touchdown that we scored. We got a defensive touchdown and an offensive field goal, but we were in the red zone often.
True.
So, once again, we just got to be able to find a way to punch it in. Yep. You know, we got to smell blood in the water, I think, and our guys just have to get after, I think, a little bit deeper.
Sure.
And ultimately, too, you know, Othello's got a great defense,
right,
but it doesn't get any easier this week when we host East Valley here in town.
Right, and they're coming off their first win over Prosser in 41 years.
Yep.
I think it was 1982 was the last time they beat Prosser. And, you know, that was a close win. Again, not, you know, I think that was 17-13, 17-14, something like that. And so, you know, East Valley not necessarily putting up a lot of points against quality competition, and hopefully our defense will be up to the test again. But at the end of the day, we want to have a win in our final scheduled home game. You know, send those seniors out on senior night, you know, victorious. And so hopefully we'll see that Friday night, Andreotti Field.
Absolutely. Come support our senior band members, our senior cheerleaders, our senior football kids on Friday. And we kick off at 7 p.m. against East Valley.
Should be good.
Well, speaking of big weekends, our volleyball team traveled up to Burlington Edison on Saturday and took on a bunch of quality teams up at the Burlington tournament.
They did, and you know, came away pretty well. You know, we talked about this kind of the beginning of the season. You know, when they went to the Sun Dome and got some quality wins, even though they don't count towards the overall record, but playing quality opponents that we wouldn't otherwise see. That was another case, you know, case in point this weekend. We're going up to Burlington. You know, beat North Kitsap in two, split with Burlington Edison, who I think they're number four or three in the RPI, maybe even two. You know, we faced Linden Christian, who, as we know, is a perennially strong program, athletic program at the 1A level. You know, faced Pullman, who in volleyball is traditionally strong. We beat them 2-0. Went three sets against Linden, who also a perennial nemesis at the 2A level, and took them down to, I think, 15-13 in the third set of a best of three. So certainly a strong weekend, good opportunity for our kids to go and compete against the higher level competition, get them ready for the state championships here in 3 weeks, and or is it four? Either way, it's early November. And it'd be a good opportunity, again, to do it without the pressure of a win-loss situation as far as the overall season's concerned, as far as RPI rankings are concerned, things like that. So, and that was coming off of a good week of conference play as well, you know, with two sweeps, you know, against Othello and East Valley, teams that we'd beat the first time. But we held both of those teams to single-digit points in at least one of the three sets. I think it was the first two sets against Othello we held, 25-8, 25-4, and they're the fourth best team in our conference. So to be able to kind of throttle them, for lack of a better word, was certainly a good way to continue making a statement within the CWAC, Eastern Washington as far as volleyball is concerned.
Well, and Coach Stickle's done a fantastic job of kind of figuring out how the puzzle works, right? Mm-hmm. Like, A lot of kids. I think every kid has gotten some playing time in our conference games. And, when we play these tournaments, we go to Sun Dome and we go to Burlington. Mm-hmm. Like you said, we get a chance to stack up against some of the best teams in the state. Right. Sometimes those teams are in our conference and sometimes they're not.
For sure.
But ultimately, we get a chance to see what it's like to play, how tired you might be after a five-set match. Because those sort of things happen at the state volleyball tournament.
Exactly. So. And I think, especially this week, you take a look, this was more taxing of a week, if you will. Kind of like, soccer had a week where they had three matches in 5 days. For volleyball this week, that was another case where they had two league matches Tuesday and Thursday, and then the quality competition and non-conference on Saturday. That's going to set the table for when they get to the Sun Dome. In November, with playing potentially five matches in 2 days, and those are going to be best three out of fives across the board. So really, from a conditioning standpoint, getting prepared not only with the quality of competition but with the frequency with which they're competing, in a shorter time period. So to have come away successful, as we did, not only in the matches that count, league wise, but also at this tournament where we're seeing some perennially strong competition. A great week for the girls.
Well, and you said it too. We talk about the RPI, though the RPI means nothing, because once the season's over, though the RPI is factored into it, the seeding committee will end up seeding what that volleyball bracket might look like. So realistically, we're an RPI 5 right now. We may be a 5, we may be a 4, we may be higher than that, depending on what the seeding committee feels. But these types of competitions, we're going to go play the Lindens, the Linden Christians, the Burlingtons, the North Kitsaps, that helps us get seeded when it comes to seeing what some of those tournament events have played out.
Exactly. And so we'll see, we'll see how things shake out. Obviously, we still need to take care of business with our remaining conference matches and then the district tournament and so on. But definitely playing well right now and getting ourselves in a position to have another run at the state tournament here in November.
Girls have two games this week. They travel to Grandview on Tuesday for a 6:30 p.m. start, and then on Thursday night, we host the Prosser Mustangs here at Ellensburg High School, and that'll be their two contests for the week. So come support our girls' volleyball team.
Absolutely.
Girls' soccer lost another tough one this last week. We lost to Grandview 3-1 and lost to Sela 4-2. They're in control of their postseason hopes if they can go to Othello on Tuesday and pull out a victory.
Yeah, that's certainly we're at a must-win situation at this point, especially Tuesday. We lose Tuesday, we're out of the postseason contention because we'd be two games behind Othello and potentially two or three games behind fifth place Ephrata, with just one to play. So that's definitely a must win. We already beat the Huskies. That's our, the win that we have this year. We beat them in September. You know, got a 2-1 win at home with Berkeley Shields and Lane Rogel scoring in that game. And so, you know, to go over there Tuesday night, come away with a win, you know, it's a must-win situation at this point. And you know, we'll see, you know, see how it shakes out. And I think our offense, it seems like our offense maybe is clicking a little bit more. And we've got a good balance as far as our goal scorers are concerned. If you know, kind of look at the numbers, I mean, Lane Rogel's leading the way, I think, with 5 goals on the season. But we've probably got 8 or 9 different goal scorers. And so, you know, we're going to need that balance to, you know, to come into play both Tuesday at Othello and then Thursday at home against Ephrata, and hopefully the chips will play out for us to continue our season into the district tournament next week. And if nothing else, at least get ourselves into a position where we can have a tiebreaker match to determine that number 6 seed, which, you know, could potentially end up happening if we were to beat Othello, lose to Ephrata, and Othello were to lose its final match, then we'd be tied with them. And even despite a sweep, you know, with the way the bylaws are within the CWAC, we would have to play a tiebreaker match probably on Saturday, I would guess, since the district tournament starts next Tuesday.
Correct. Yeah. And ultimately, too, you know, the girls have been competing hard all season long. We've got some really good teams in the CWAC, and they're going to go far in the postseason. Yep. But ultimately, too, we've seen the coaches make some adjustments. They've made adjustments to shape. They've made adjustments to where players are positioning themselves. And, you know, in reality, I think that our kids are doing a great job of staying resilient through what has been a tough season. Mm-hmm. I mean, ultimately, you know, the goal of high school sports is you want to win.
Right.
It's not necessarily the same purpose of high school sports, you know, or we want to cultivate positive relationships and do some great things and help young people become better adults as a purpose.
Yep.
But situations like this and having to overcome disappointment when you want to win, even though you can't sometimes squeak those out, it's a great opportunity to do that. The kids have competed. They've competed hard. Yep. They're going to continue to compete, and they're going to go down to, go over to Othello and try to get a win on Tuesday.
Absolutely.
And then Thursday, host Ephrata here at home, and that'll be Soccer Senior Day, where we get to recognize our soccer seniors. Would love for you to come out and support our soccer team and our seniors, and participate in that game as well.
Absolutely.
Well, moving on to cross country, our cross country kids went down and had an impressive showing in the Portland area.
They did, yeah. Another opportunity for our top tier student athletes to go out and compete in a situation, and, you know, where you're facing kids you're not going to run against, or you might not run against until the state championships. And in this case, going down to Portland, you know, we finished second in both boys and girls 5K race in Estacada, just outside Portland, and we finished second to a team that's a perennial, you know, state powerhouse in the state of California in Great Oak, and both boys and girls, you know, finished there. But that's looking at it from the team standpoint, and as we know, cross country, while it is, you know, we have team scoring and so on, it's also very much an individual situation. And you take a look at the times that our student athletes had on Saturday. A lot of PRs or season's best in some cases. I think we had eight runners on both for both boys and girls. We had 6 PRs, I think, on the boys' side, 5 PRs and 2 season's bests from the girls' side of things. And so that's really a testament to the progress that we've made over the course of the year. And again, starting to peak at that right time. You know, and that too, we were talking about a lot of competition in a short period of time. They did it a week or two previous when they went over to Cheney or Spokane after having had a league meet on Thursday. Same thing this week. You know, league meet down at Sela, where we were facing Sela and Prosser and East Valley. You know, and we're able to get wins against all those as far as the competition was concerned, team scoring wise. And some PRs in the 3-mile time there. Again, so doing that and then turning around Saturday, having to drive 4 hours to Portland and to be able to come up with results like we had is certainly a testament of where they're at in the season and hopefully something we can build off of in the next month for state championships.
Well, we touched on it last week too, and I've talked to Coach Hashimoto a lot about it. He's trying to create opportunities where there is competition shoulder to shoulder, right? Mm-hmm. So kids are pushing each other. Yep. That doesn't always happen in our CWAC conference matchups, where sometimes there's a lot of distance between runners, whether you're the first place runner, the third place runner, or the 30th place runner.
Sure.
Sometimes you're so spread out that you don't have that person to run next to.
Yeah.
So some of these events, like Hole in the Wall, like the Battle for the 509, and now this trip down to Portland has allowed some of our kids to really be challenged to throughout the entirety of a race rather than just have the crowd at the front and then kind of space out towards the middle of that race. So ultimately, Coach Hashimoto's created some great opportunities for our kids to compete. Yeah. And this week we go down to East Valley. It was originally scheduled for Thursday, but they're going to travel down on Wednesday afternoon because East Valley had a schedule conflict at their facility. So our long distance runners will be headed down there on Wednesday for a 4:30 p.m. girls start and a 5 p.m. boys start.
Yep. Should be good.
And then here we go, swim. We get to wrap it up with our swimmers today. Last week on Saturday, our swimmers went down to Lions Pool and raced in another CWAC event. Didn't get any results at press time, so I'm not sure how everything finished out there. But I know that our kids, like we've talked about, well, across all of our programs, they are tailoring themselves for competition as they creep into the postseason. Exactly. We're going to head over to Pullman here in a couple weeks to compete in our district swim meet. And then hopefully we have enough qualified swimmers that we can send some over to the King County Aquatic Center for state swim championships as well.
Yeah, and you mentioned we have another home meet this week on Wednesday. So that'll be a good opportunity to, again, recognize the seniors and what will be our second meet at the CW Aquatic Center after not having been home for about 5 years. So that'll be a good opportunity, again, for folks to come out and watch and support. It's been a pretty good season so far, and like I said, hopefully that will carry over not only with Wednesday's home finale, but also into the regional district championships in Pullman and then potentially state as well.
And if you missed out on our last home meet, our home swim meet on October 4th, you will not want to miss this one on the 18th on Wednesday. Our kids were outstanding. It's so much fun to be home in front of a crowd where people are cheering. So if you can make it out, please do so. Yeah. We'll be at the Central Washington Aquatic Facility for 5 o'clock start. So please make it out. We'd love to see you guys out there.
Sounds good.
JG, thanks again for being here. And I look forward to next week. And hopefully we give a report on a bunch of victories and a postseason game plan.
That sounds good.
All right. Go Dogs.
On fire.